Hey, did you know that we're sponsored by Doghouse Systems at doghousesystems.com? Oh, you didn't? Well, listen, I got a deal for you. SSD drives make everything faster, and we want to give you a free one. 120 gigabyte free SSD drive when you buy any configuration over there at doghousesystems.com. Use the code FROGPANTS at checkout. FROGPANTS. That's 120 gig of free SSD drives for nothing, for Zippo, just for going and using the code. Check them out today. This is The Boop Show, some gaming news you can use for April 14th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. What? All right, what's going on, everybody? A day late, but not a dollar short. I didn't announce this last Thursday because I was unsure at the time what my schedule would be. But there was no show yesterday because I took that day off. Actually, I didn't take it off really. I worked, but I worked on things that weren't shows. But it was a podcast-free day, a day free of podcasting. And it's Tuesday, so I'm right back at it, all right? So you had to wait a day. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. I watched a lot of Heroes of the Dorm, the Sweet 16 stuff. Over the weekend. Did you guys watch any of that? Apparently some of you couldn't, because if you went to the ESPN site where they were doing this, and you don't have cable or satellite with that channel, you were forced to do it over the internet. If you did it over the internet and it didn't show up, it's because your ISP wasn't selected as one of the approved carriers. Mine apparently was. I have Comcast here. And it was fine. A lot of people couldn't get in, though. I'll tell you what, that is a lot of fun to watch. Just like all esports, really. I have a good time with it. But what I'm most interested in is for Heroes of the Storm to implement the observer mode that they were using there. With a few more tweaks and bells and whistles would be nice. But they have this great way of just sort of hovering around the map sort of as much as they want, as far out as they want, and then zooming in on specific action. It was all very fluid and very nice. Clearly, Blizzard is working on a observer mode to rule them all. Yeah, as it stands, that was pretty tight. I liked it. It was a lot of fun. It's good. I'm not nearly as good as any of the people in that competition, which shouldn't be surprising to anyone. But I'm working on it, man. I got my Jaina skills. I'm working on my Jaina skills. She's pretty tight. And I led in a couple of matches I played earlier today. So take that, you bunch of suckers. Also, cracked open an NVIDIA Shield tablet and remote controller. Wireless controller, which works great on the PC, by the way. But I also used it, paired it with this this tablet, which uses that Tegra chip, which is pretty fast. I was impressed. It's an Android device. Went out and got it all hooked up to do streaming over my network. And lo and behold, I played a decent amount of Skyrim on a tablet. What kind of dark magic is this? It was great. Actually worked really well. I got to figure out why that thing lost all of its battery overnight, though. The tablet did. Some weird Android tomfoolery going on in the background. I don't know. I got to figure it out. But when it's charged, it's great. And playing Skyrim that way was pretty neat. That was just a cool proof of concept. And it has me really kind of excited about all of these remote play things coming, like NVIDIA's own grid system, PlayStation Now, which is already out there. PlayStation Now? What else? Remote play on the Vita is already kind of doing that. Microsoft got something going on. They do, don't they? Some kind of plan for streamable stuff. I mean, in the wake of the loss or the death of OnLive, it's good to see these things doing okay. What else? Oh my gosh. This is not even in the news, but it's big news. Hearthstone. Blizzard's Hearthstone. Heroes of Warcraft is out. And not only is it is out on phone. You knew it was out, but it's on phones today. iPhone and Android. Although Android, people were saying it was taking forever, and many of them were not seeing it in the Play Store. But the iOS store popped this morning, kind of out of nowhere, and there it was. There was no big fanfare from Blizzard. In fact, I'm not sure they knew it was popping today. I assume they did. You get a free pack just for playing a game on there. And I got to tell you, those guys figured out how to do the interface on a phone without making it feel cramped and weird. I don't know how they did it, but they did. Looks good on my 6. I can't imagine how great that thing probably looks on a 6 Plus or a Note 4 or something. It's impressive. So, grats, Blizzard. You did it again. You figured it out. You don't half-ass it. You go all the way, and that's why we love you. Let's get the dirty business out of the way. That is today's news. I guess since we last spoke. PlayStation 4's Bloodborne beats Battlefield. Hardline for PlayStation Store sales in March. This was a bit of a surprise. Battlefield games tend to do really well. And got beat out by Bloodborne. Said that on Monday. Their charts for the PS3, PS4, and PlayStation Vita games were all shown for the March numbers. And for PS4, it was Bloodborne from From Software. From Software. It's still pretty impressive. It's kind of it's not a small title, but it's a title that appeals to a very specific gamer type, and I feel like having it do that well is real good news for them. So grats, Sony, grats, From, and grats, you weird psycho looking ghost killer big giant sword man guy. Destiny House of Wolves has a release date. House of Wolves, that is to say. Activision has formally announced that House of Wolves will launch May 19th on Xbox 360, Xbox One, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation 4. It's a lot of confusing stuff, you think, for people buying a console, don't you think? If you don't know anything, if you're just a grandma, that all sounded crazy like what I just said. Because it used to be you could say, well, is it a GameCube or the Wii? Or is it the Genesis or the Saturn? Like, they were different. But now you got Xbox this, Xbox that, PlayStation this, PlayStation that. Like I feel like that's actually more confusing. I guess the bigger number. But then Microsoft screws it up by putting a 1 there. And if I'm an old lady going, now my grandson, he wants me to buy the Call of Duty and a machine to play it on. Right? How do you help old grandma there? Anyway, Bungie revealed a new detail about this expansion, including the fact that it will now include a new raid. They have a video too, so you can watch that if you want to. Anyway, you excited? Is that something you want to do? I still don't care. I wish I did, but I don't. Resident Evil. I know that one. Mega Man. Oh, okay. Yakuza. Oh, all right. And more. Oh, I know more. Are coming together for Project X Zone 2. Bandai Namco on Monday announced the strategy RPG mashup game called Project X Zone 2. I guess it's Project X, they should put a colon, then Zone 2, right? Because it's like a sequel. Anyway, it is a sequel. The 2013 original game, that's what that came out. Coming to the 3DS exclusively, so Nintendo getting that one. And it's got all these characters from all these rosters of different games. Namco, Bandai, Capcom, Sega, they're all joining hands in a big circle of developer people. And saying, here, have our stuff. They'll announce other stuff later. But here's what we have confirmed. From Bandai Namco, we have Tekken, Tales of Vesperia, and Dot Hack. Okay, so characters from all of that. From Capcom, we have Resident Evil. Or as I used to say, President Evil. Devil May Cry. And Mega Man. Sega will be sending Yakuza, Sakura Warriors, and Virtua Fighter. I haven't played Virtua Fighter in a long time. Ages, in fact. Can we get a new one? That'd be nice. Let's see. You'll create teams using characters from these franchises and take part in turn-based battles. Wanna-na! Does that interest you? I can't tell if I care. Are those characters I care about? I feel like they're just throwing like the crap at us. This is like Dancing with the Stars. Quote-unquote stars, if you know what I mean, right? Are they really stars? Pokemon movie announced a new one. Not the original. You know that one already. Bunch of you have nostalgia for that piece of crap, but I don't. A new Pokemon movie has been announced. Brand new. Pokemon the movie, Hoopa and the Clash of Ages. It's the latest animated film based on the very popular video game franchise and cards. Don't forget the cards. And soon to be amiibo craze. Well, already is, I guess. 70 minutes long. It's going to follow. Let me see if you can guess this here. Ash. Oh, good guess. And Pikachu. Interesting. Shocking. This the way they've cast it so far. As they travel to, quote, a desert city by the sea. I guess they meet new mythical Pokemon called Hoopa. Pokemon. And the hilarity ensues. So there you go. I don't know. I'm trying not to be jerky about this, but I don't care about that. The Witcher 3 takes devs speedrunners 24 hours to complete. As reported by GameSpot, that means people who know the game inside and out, who playtested the hell out of it internally, people who helped make the game, are beating it in 24 hours or 25 hours. That is the speedrun. If you want to speedrun through Witcher 3, that says to me that Witcher 3 is ginormous and that it'll take me 300 hours to do all that. And that's good. That's what you want. Big, big game, right? Lots of F-bombs. Nudie ladies. Isn't that what they do over there? With the Witcher games, they're all pretty adult. So, if you want a realistic expectation of how long it will take you to play through it, developer had previously said about 100 hours, but half of that accounts for the main story, right? The other half spent on side content. But according to Damien Monier, he said not long ago, and I think we talked about it on here, that it would take upwards of 200 hours to 300 hours to finish everything. I got to wonder if I'll finish it, because I don't finish games that large. I tend to wane and go do something else. So I really wonder how long I'll last into that thing. I mean, if I had to guess, I'm guessing I'd get 80 hours and then I'm good. Unless it blows my mind and I just have to keep going. But I don't know why. I don't know what it is that makes me stop games that big. Do you guys do that? Call me and tell me about it, will you? 801-471-0462. Fight God of War's Kratos in Shovel Knight. How, you ask? Well, don't expect that on your 3DS version or your Steam version. But you will be able to do it in the PlayStation version of the thing. So that's exciting. They showed this at the PlayStation Experience back in December. I don't remember hearing about it. But Kratos dropped into the screen and fought a little bit. People thought it was a joke. Nope, not a joke. They describe it, as encountering him as very tricky. It says you need to keep your eye out for secrets and possibly even double secrets. Ooh, not just single secrets, but double ones? Beat him and you'll unlock some kind of new abilities. Yacht Club has teased that the Shovel Knight learns a trick or two from Kratos. Can't talk. That's fine. This is an old trick, right? You're coming out on a new platform. You mash up some of their stuff with your stuff. It's fine. Meat Boy did it. Everyone does it, right? It's fine. I'm not going to complain. 16-year-old Age of Empires 2 gets a new expansion and a patch. What? All right, so this is I should make this clear. Age of Empires 2 HD, which is an HDification of the 16-year-old game, which I played all the way to China once. I was on a flight and I couldn't sleep, so I played Age of Empires 2 on an old ThinkPad. Is that what they called them then? Yeah. ThinkPads? It was a notebook, but they call them ThinkPads, right? It was before Lenovo. I think IBM had them. It was IBM before they sold that whole division off to Lenovo. But anyway, I flew to Shenzhen, China, and the entire 18-hour flight or whatever it was, I played Age of Empires 2. And mostly, if I'm being honest, what race did I play the most? Aztecs. This was after its expansion, so you had the Aztecs in there. Anyway, they're going to do a new expansion and some patches and some stuff. New civilizations, campaigns, game modes, units, and more. Interesting. This will be a follow-up to the Forgotten expansion released in 2013, which added new modes called Treaty and Capture the Relic, Spectator mode, larger map sizes, 5 new civilizations, and 4 new campaigns. I wonder if this did well. It must have, right? If they're making all this stuff, this must have sold well. I was curious about that. But anyway, if you were waiting for that, well, no, wait no more. It's coming. Wolfenstein, the old blood. It's hard to get out of the carpet. The old blood, you know? Looks like it might be bring back some Nazi zombies. And if the New Order is any indication, or if this game, if 2014's Wolfenstein, the New Order was any indication of what we might expect here, I am super jazzed. Because remember, that game was kind of like, oh, who cares? Another Wolfenstein, big deal. And it ended up being great. Like, really good. And publisher Bethesda Softworks thinks you'll agree that you should be excited. Do you remember 2001's Return to Castle Wolfenstein? Big game. Had a bunch of zombie Nazis in it. Well, it looks like we're kind of going back to some of that. If you want to play this thing, you'll be getting it next month. The Old Blood comes to PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One, May 5th. That was really fast, you guys. All right, let's do some calls and emails. We got a Neverwinter call.
Hey, Scott, this is Ken from North Carolina. You mentioned that you were thinking about getting back into Neverwinter. Well, they've released it on console. It's on the Xbox One, and it's a pretty hell of a good time. So I'd let you know.
Okay, I am aware that that game is on the Xbox One. However, I already have it on PC, so there's not much motivation for me to get it on Xbox. However, I have been itching to maybe pick that up again. Problem is, I don't, like I say every week, when I play an RPG like that, MMO or otherwise, if I don't keep going, I don't know where the hell I left it. I feel like it's easier for me to get back to WoW and go, okay, where did I leave things, right? Although I've never really left that game. But games like this, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if my character's ganked because, or he sucks because he's, you know, I haven't played him this whole time and he's been changed 100 times. I'm just going to go start a new tune. You've convinced me. I'm doing it. I'm going to make a caster. I'm going to do it.
Hey, Scott. It's Nate from Northern Illinois. I called in before about Heroes and asked for your help and just wanted to say thanks so much. Heroes Nexus and Heroes Fire is awesome. I'm constantly looking at that. And I finally found the tune, Tassadar, that I just love. It's a psionic pool on the ground thingy. The build is awesome. He's got multiple functions. He's just so much fun. Looking forward to trying out other heroes. But the thing clicked that you mentioned, so thanks so much. You are a hero of Storm. And also just wanted to see if you have heard of or checked out a game called Lost Ark. It's in development. I think it's supposed to be coming to the U.S., but it's an ARPG, and it looks awesome. Just wanted to see your thoughts on that, and if you think it looks awesome as well. Love the show.
All right, there's a game called Lost Ark. There's a gameplay trailer, some hack and slash stuff. Let's see what this is real quick here. We got a little video. It's nice music. Lovely, lovely. Smilegate is the name of the developer. I'm going to skip ahead. Ooh, pretty. Skip ahead. Oh, my. This is gorgeous. It's the first I've looked at this. I mean, you're... Wow. Is this for real, dude? Are these in-game? I mean, I realize you guys can't see this because this is a podcast, but what I'm looking at is kind of blowing my mind. Let's skip ahead again. Oh, wow. All right, let's skip ahead again. Wow. Okay, I'm all interested all of a sudden. Sheesh, Lost Ark, dude. Look at that thing. Doesn't have to all be Diablo for me. I'll try other RPGs, action RPGs. It's fine. Whew, that kind of blew me away. Emailer wrote in, oh, and good job on the heroes. I'm glad you're having fun. And yes, there is a click moment. And when that happens, you love it. You love the package. You love everything about it. Oh, the game is great. John wrote in, says, hey, Scott, I was wondering if you have tried Guild Wars 2 in a while. A lot of good changes have been happening since launch. Also, soon they'll be having an expansion called Heart of Thorns sent from his Windows phone, John. John, two things. First of all, get a new phone. Secondly, just kidding, those are fine. They're fine. Actually, I like a lot of what Microsoft's doing lately, so I take that back. It was just a little joke. What I was going to say was, Yeah, I installed it and got in and realized, oh, I don't know where I am or what I was doing when I quit. So I, once again, I feel like I need to start fresh, but there's so much content in that game now. I feel like I don't know what to do. It's a real problem for RPGs and the persistence of them. It's great if you're always in, always focused, but if you pull away, you got to come back and you don't know what to do. So again, it's kind of, it's the same problem. I feel like that was a real grind working my way up to 40, 44 or whatever the heck I was before I quit. And I don't want to do that all over again, but I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what my engineer was doing. Just standing there doing nothing. I don't know. Got another email from Sweden. This is from Fridge from Gothenburg, Sweden. I think my sister lives there. Fridge says this. Great, Scott. Never heard that one before. Happy to be the first. No, I've heard it plenty of times. I was thinking about the comparison of Remix in music and the Mario remake for browsers. Think about it. Bowser in the browser. In fact, you know what Nintendo needs to do? Nintendo needs to make a browser and call it the Bowser browser. The BB for short. I would use that. You get a 404. Rawr, make a noise like that. He says, I think the biggest difference is that you release a music remix, you have to pay a share of the original to the original composer whenever it's generating money. Even remix music on YouTube is legally bound to the same laws. If they catch every remix on it is another matter. I'm not sure what that means. There are also rules for how much of a song you can use without paying. If the browser Mario wasn't free to play and or he gets a deal with Nintendo, paying them a share, it would be more like a remix, in my opinion. Just a thought. Love the show. Fridge. Yeah, they're just never going to do that, though. See, my whole point is, copyright laws aside, what's legal or what's cool or whatever, all that stuff aside for a minute, Nintendo doesn't play this way. And I wish they would, because I think it would benefit them and us if they did. Steve wrote in from Marshall, Michigan, says this. Scott, is it too early to design the Bowser browser? Just kidding, he didn't ask that. Is it too early to pull the plug on our expectations bucket for this current generation of consoles? I'm surprised at how poorly they're performing graphically. How much the only pretty much the only the only this that this is, that's what he wrote. Pretty much, I'll read it as it was given to me, folks. Proofread your emails, because this is what it says. Pretty much the only this that is playing at the converted or coveted 60 frames. He must have meant games. 60 frames per second, 1080p level. Of goodness are remastered in indie games. Is it too much to expect that these consoles be performing at a higher level? Boop, says Steve. I entirely agree to a point. Well, whatever. Yes. I agree with this. You know what? I'm not going to have a caveat. I agree. I think they should be performing better. And the fact that they're not yet probably means they won't. Very much. They're going to look good. They're going to be cool games. There's going to be reasons to play them, okay? But you're never going to... I mean, we are much more quickly did we get to the wall on this one and say, well, that's about as good as it's going to look. Like, The Order. There's your high watermark, how The Order looks. If you think we're going to do much better than that, you're smoking the crack. There's plenty of opportunities to make great experiences, incredible games, but we are diminishing returns time on graphical stuff, at least this gen. I have come to terms with it, Steve. I think I'm okay with it for now. I'm more interested in gameplay this time around anyway, so this is less of a problem for me. And I'm playing, you know, really advanced stuff on PCs that looks insane. That will continue to kind of carry the cutting edge for me, so I guess I'm okay with it. But I know what you're saying, dude. I almost called you babe. Hey, babe. I know what you're saying, babe. It'll all work out. Voicemails came to us at 801-470-4462. You can email us. Those emails came to us at boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. At frogpants.com/boop. You can find the show and all of its links on Twitter. We're at boopshow. And that's it. Thanks for supporting us on Patreon. Many of you are. Those who are not, consider it. If you find the show valuable to you, go to patreon.com/frogpants. Come on, Scott, get it together. I should do a frogpants.com/patreon that will auto send people to the other thing. So when I screw that up, I'm just sending them all to the same place, right? Anyway, it's patreon.com/frogpants. Thanks for your support. It means a great deal to us. As always, leaving you now with some music. Found a remix of Angry Birds. The only reason I think Angry Birds has any value in my life at all as a game is the music. I think it's classic. I think it's great. I think it's one of those original music or a video game compositions that will stand the test of time. I realize it's extremely derivative of Tetris. I know, I got it, but I still think it's pretty good. Here's the original. This might be a cover. I mean, it's very Russian. It's very Tetris. You can play this in the background of Tetris and everybody would think you were playing Tetris, right? It gets a little more fast beat after that. But anyway, I'm not going to play you that. I'm going to play you a DJ remix by Rigsmeister. He made a remix of Angry Birds, and I thought it was pretty rad, so here it is. I'm going to play it for you now. I will see you guys on Thursday for a brand new episode of this here show, Why That's the Boop Show. If you got any questions for me, let me know during the week. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you then. Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.